This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Trump signed an executive order blocking refugees from entering the U.S. for 90 to 120 days from Syria, Iran, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Libya, and Yemen. Federal judge in Texas has blocked a requirement that fetal remains of abortion be buried. Philippines president has signed an order giving free birth control to 6 million women as an anti-poverty measure. France has banned free refills on sodas and sugary drinks. The conservative Cato Institute, in a study of refugees entering the U.S. between 1975 and 2015, found that the chance of an American being killed in a terrorist attack by a refugee is 1 in 3.64 billion. Walmart is restructuring pay by shortening sub $10 an hour training period pay from 6 to 3 months and giving raises annually on a worker's anniversary rather than a time of evaluation. German prosecutors have now named the former VW CEO in a cheating probe over diesel engine emissions. Federal judge in Brooklyn has stayed the Trump order blocking certain immigrants from America because returning them would cause irreparable harm in order to determine their status. Lawyers argue Trump's order is discrimination against national origin, one of the forbidden classes, along with race, gender, and religion. 7,000 Mongolians demonstrated in their capital of Ulaanbaatar in below zero weather, demanding that the government take action against pollution, which was blanketing the city in fog. The woman who is a key witness in the Emmett Till lynching case, leading to his hateful and horrid torture many years ago in Mississippi, has recanted her testimony in a recent book. Several researchers have concluded that striving for success among black adolescents predicts an elevated risk of getting sick, including developing diabetes, that does not seem to be true for white adolescents. Every day for the next 19 years, 10,000 people per day will reach age 65. According to a survey by the nonprofit Families and Work Institute, more than half of American employees feel overworked or overwhelmed at least some of the time, and 70% say they often dream of having a different job. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.